Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Last week, I was fortunate enough to be able to go on a road trip with some beautiful, amazing people. And some of those people actually have internet service where they can do the podcast with me tonight. Excuse me, that's the beer. Because Tyler Branch was supposed to be on this, but he's fucking in Baxley where... I don't know, they still got dial up, I reckon. But I do have Miss Heaven Firestone with us tonight. Hello, Heaven.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, just a big thank you for all that you did on the trip, the driving our drunk asses, and all the great footage you got recording. You did a hell of a job, darling. If anybody needs...
Thank you.
If anybody needs a music video done, anybody needs a good, whatever, documentary, whatever the fuck you do, if you want it documented, Heaven is working with Raising Grace Studios now, and you guys ought to check her out. She's awesome. And then also on this call is my Texas girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
She is my ebony queen.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, she is my Darth Mauler. Miss Kate Stinson, who absolutely hates me.
He's bold because there's a screen in
the That is.
Hey, do you remember how I told you I like my coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell everybody how I like my coffee, yeah. Kate?
No, I will not.
Can I tell everybody?
Don't do it.
Can I tell everybody how I like my coffee?
Sure.
I like my coffee like I like my women. If they run away in the middle of the night, we get to go capture them.
This is why we can't take him
anywhere. You got to talk into your mic there, sweetheart.
We can't take him anywhere.
God, you. Oh, I like it when you get dominant with me.
Oh my! I'm never gonna live that down.
Get the paddle.
What paddle?
He was terrified. Oh my goodness! We can talk about
no,
that.
No, hold on. Dude. I don't know what you're talking about. What paddle?
When I brought that in from the car, and it wasn't even for you. I just brought it in the car from the car to the house, and your face. I've never seen your face go from like happy Josh to serious Josh so fast in my life.
Well, you remember me, you and Kylie had done the podcast the week before.
I know.
And you had talked about a lot of things that I was uncomfortable with.
I'm not dominant.
Vanilla.
I am. Very, very vanilla is what they say.
50%. What? Exactly.
Kate, what is it again? I can't remember. Isn't it 53% vanilla is what they ranked me at?
Yep.
That's exactly, I'm telling you, those rankings, they got you down spot on. But anyway, I was blessed enough to have these beautiful people go with me on my trip. My trip wouldn't have been the same without them. We also had Tyler Branch, who's, like I said, his internet's fucked up. He's supposed to be on here with us right now. Couldn't be. And Miss Kylie Strickland, who's occupied at the time. And she's not able to do it tonight either, but we had to get it in tonight. So maybe one day we can all catch up again and have fun again.
Round two.
Only time will tell. Next time we're definitely just gonna have a DD everywhere. Heaven, like I said, was nice enough to make sure that we got from point A to point V most of the time. And guys,
I drank less than everyone there. I don't know why y'all didn't deserve
that. Well, we didn't know what you were gonna do. We didn't want you to get that paddle out and beat the shit out of us if we didn't do what you said. Everybody was scared of you.
No one was scared of me but you.
Yeah, nobody was scared.
I was petrified. Well, we're
all intrigued.
None of y'all talk shit the way that I do, though. So, like, I'm always worried about me talking shit and then somebody being like, you know what, I've had enough. I've had enough. Well, I'll start off since y'all wasn't with the first night of the trip. Me and Tyler would tell you about this. We had a horrible experience at the casino and hotel. It was just garbage. Very rude customer services and everything there. We had to park a mile away. Is Tyler back? Hold on a second.
I was going to ask you if you wanted me to try the video one more time.
Yeah.
My cousin has a hot spot.
It sounds great.
Oh,
it
okay.
sounds great.
Well, where the fuck did you just come from?
Hey, dude.
I'm back.
Why didn't you use the hot spot the whole time, dumbass?
Don't dumbass me. I had no idea there was such a thing. Now, I'm not up to date like y'all are on all this stuff.
Tyler Branch, everybody.
Well, here he goes. So me and Tyler, the first hour in New Orleans. First off, I don't even know if you remember this. You remember what happened as we're leaving the airport as I pick you up? When I knocked over the guardrail?
Or oh, no.
The arm?
Oh, yeah.
First thing, 30 seconds.
It literally
oh, God. It set the tone for the whole trip. 30 seconds after I pick him up, I hit the thing that's supposed to let you out. I forgot I had a brush guard and fucking knocked it over. And it's like everybody's in line is looking at like a piece of shit.
Well, they stopped him and made him back up from the gate we were trying to get out. So he pulls around. He's like, I'm not going to be able to fit out of here. I'm like, just take it easy. Just try it. He's like, all right, take it easy. Take it easy. Quah! And the arm falls off.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is going to be a good trip.
Fun job, John.
And it was. And then me and Tyler, when we left there, we got to stop by Hank Sr.'s grave, which is still, it's not the highlight of my trip because of so many good things that happened. But, I mean, think about it, dude. We stopped by Hank's grave, and we won't tell him how it ended. We won't tell him how convenient it was that we stopped there. But everybody remember, this is what you call, like, setting the tone, the plot. Okay? It's chapter one, Hank's grave, Hank Sr.'s grave. Okay, so we leave there. We go to New Orleans. New Orleans was shit. Fuck New Orleans. So as soon as we get up the next day, we go pick up Heaven and Kylie from the airport.
And they lose my luggage for 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was so much longer than 3 days.
It was longer.
Oh, it was
man.
Horrible.
It felt like a lifetime.
She literally the whole time is like just, I thought she was trash to start off with. I've said it to her face. I thought she was trash the way she dressed. And she had just dressed comfortable for her flight.
Like you do for a flight.
Yeah. So I was just like, bitch ain't wearing no bra. I don't know what kind of britches she got on. She'd been walking around in commando boots. I thought like this is what we had to deal with the whole trip. And she had nothing. But she ended up having stuff. And when she finally did get her stuff, it was like, I hear you, bitch. Like, she had
this
some...
is an elegant bitch.
You still wear fucking elf ears. You're not that elegant. But we pick you and Kylie up. Find out about you lose your baggage. I don't think anything really interesting happened from New Orleans to Houston, except we had to stop and piss 800 times. Then we got to Houston, and Kate was gracious enough to come drink with us and hang out with us the first night. And that's all we thought she was going to be with us. She ended up being with us the whole weekend. It was wonderful.
Yes, sir.
This is where y'all
that's
talk
where the
to.
Adventure started.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Well, yeah.
That's where it all went down.
I don't feel like that night was rowdy. Yeah. Like,
no, but.
And Josh forgot to get sauce. Please, to everyone listening right now, I don't know who in their right mind orders Chick-fil-A and does not get sauce. Like, that's
and
just
the first order goes to a completely different state.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're
so,
right.
So, me and Tyler. I said this whole fucking trip, all I was drinking was beer because I wanted to remember it. I didn't want to.
Oh, don't pin this on me. Don't pin this on me.
You decided.
There was video evidence of you telling him to get a bottle of liquor.
Oh, I have a lot of documentation.
That was second.
I mean, you're a grown ass man. I didn't pour anything down you. This you're not going to pin this on me like for the like you had your shot. This it was good. It sounded good, but it's,
because
it's,
of you,
it's over
I
now.
Had because of you, I had 800 shots. You son of a bitch, not just one. But so anyway, Chick-fil-A. We're all hammered. We're drunk. I decide
no
to get,
sauce.
No sauce. I decide to order us all food. Being the good nice guy that I am. Didn't realize that my Uber Eats was still hooked up in fucking Jacksonville, Florida from when I was just on a bachelor trip down there. So I literally bought somebody $100 worth of Chick-fil-A and delivered it to their house. Didn't know. And we're all like, I like asked Kate. I'm like, why the fuck getting our food here yet? Or whatever. And she's like, baby, you sent that to the wrong place. And then we had to reorder.
Yeah, but you were so cool about it. You're like, yeah, whatever.
I was having such a good time with y'all. Like, it was.
He was also like 4 drinks in at that point too.
Yeah, that's the night we sang too. You had your own private concert.
Yep. We had our own private concert the whole time there because of Tyler.
Not just me though. To be fair.
Oh yeah.
To be fair.
Right.
I can go the rest of my life without hearing that "to be fair" shit. Y'all wore that motherfucker out. You wore that out as much as that bitch wore them elf ears out everywhere. I'm telling you. Every time I could say, hey, what's the weather like out? And Tyler'd be like, to be fair, it's cloudy. And it's like,
you obviously have no appreciation for Letterkenny.
I don't. Same. I know what Letterkenny is. I'm just not the biggest Letterkenny guy. It kind of gets old.
Stuart.
Y'all do the Letterkenny shit. Me and Darth Maul right here is going to talk about Star Wars shit. But there's no way Heaven doesn't like it. There's no way Heaven, looking the way she does, doesn't like Star Wars shit.
Yeah. No comment.
Exactly. So, nothing really exciting happened in Houston, did it, Kate? I mean, some things in the house didn't work. Like, the refrigerator really didn't work towards the end of the night. But, you know, I heard there might have been too much whiskey in the refrigerator. I think it defrosted. I think
it was struggling.
It was struggling. That damn old refrigerator. But we got up the next morning and we went to NASA, which was fucking extremely cool.
It was tiny. It was tiny though. It was smaller than I thought it was going to be, but it was still a lot of fun.
That's what she said.
She said
that. That'd be the only time a woman ever compares my dick to NASA.
Enjoy that while it lasts. It's gone.
This is playing. I'd have been lucky to be able to get these brutish man hands on Kate. Kate wasn't having none of it. I made it.
I still have my necklace from NASA too.
You got a necklace from NASA?
Yeah, it's a little planet. And I've been wearing it since the day I got it.
Who bought the shot glass at NASA that's in my truck?
Tyler.
I did.
I did. I have your shot glass.
See? Look, Tyler, there's evidence of you being a bad influence.
Oh, come on now. That's hardly evidence.
I bought a t-shirt and you bought a shot glass. That's literally how the whole trip went.
I get it.
I bought clothes and you were like, fuck a t-shirt. Let's drink some whiskey at fucking breakfast time.
I guarantee you that thing will last a lot longer than that t-shirt will.
I have a video of you both drinking at breakfast time. Don't even start. It was 10:30.
I have a lot of videos of you all drinking.
We're not to that day yet, but that was like, what, the third day, fourth day?
No, NASA was the second fucking node.
No, I'm talking about the day that you and Tyler were literally drinking. You went from like coffee, you took 2 sips of coffee, and 2 sips into Tyler's coffee, you're like, let's drink. We're just going to have full-on glasses of whiskey.
Is that
it's like 9:40.
Is that the day you made us that beautiful breakfast?
Yes.
Yes, it was. That was so amazing, Kate. Oh, Lord.
Yes, it was.
Y'all were still sleeping. I got to watch her do it. Never been so turned on in my life. The way she cut them oranges and the way she scrambled them eggs.
You didn't even see me cut the oranges.
Were they?
It was literally gourmet.
No, legit. Thank you. You fucking showed out cooking. I wish we'd have got to eat more of your cooking.
Me too.
They were just on a liquid diet the whole time.
They were.
You're right about that. I lost 10 pounds on the trip.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had Adipex, Adderall, and whiskey. Oh, shit. Let me tell you, when I got home Sunday night, I slept until probably today. Like, I wasn't up much. I was exhausted. By the way, I have a prescription for Adderall, Adipex, and whiskey. So for any of y'all trying
back
to,
off.
For any of y'all to be like, oh, he abuses drugs. No, they knew what they get was gonna give me. And I ate them the way that they suggest.
I ate them, he said.
I thought
that's
they
a
were
fair meal.
It was a
everything in moderation.
I don't anyway, so NASA was great. I think we talked about NASA on the first leg of the podcast. So
Yeah, we did.
So what I think a lot of folks will know is what happened after NASA.
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Oh man.
That we will never forget.
It was a great trip.
Well, I got some shorts there.
Heaven, I was going to say, Heaven, you know, graced the stockyards for the first time in men's boxers with a fanny pack. It was.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot your trashy ass wearing them Izod boxers. While everybody else is like, this is the stockyard. This is nothing but cowboys and Christians. And you're like, fuck them.
She had no bra on, nipples erect and at attention, and Izod not, and we're not talking like the loose boxers. These things were like tiger shorts, tight.
No.
What, they looked good. I looked athletic, y'all. Okay. I didn't have any clothes.
And your camel toe looked at everybody at the stockyard.
First of all, I had a fanny pack on, so you couldn't see that shit.
It wasn't that big of a fanny pack.
So drive it.
It wasn't that big. That thing was gripping.
Wow. Oh my god!
Eventually, halfway.
I got shorts right away though. As soon as I found them.
Can we just talk about though how it was 4 days into the trip and this bitch just now got some extra clothes?
But that also tells y'all like how much we were actually doing. Like between, well, not even that. I don't think it was how much we were doing. We were just drinking a lot. So by the time something logical, we were like, let's not.
Yeah,
complete opposite of that.
I make it like a habit to go back and listen to bits and pieces of the podcast that I do, especially when I've been drinking. But I just went ahead and said, fuck the other one. I didn't want to hear it because one of my friends messaged me and said, did you say the N-word? And I was like, no.
No.
And then I kind of remember Kate looking at me and being like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was like, I did not. No, ma'am.
No, you tried to say negative. I remember very clearly.
I love though that I have never seen from that though was you saying, well, at least I didn't say beaner. I'm like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you did. I've, get it real bold. Real proud.
I've never seen Josh Terry backpedal so hard in my whole life. I enjoyed it a whole lot. Well,
that's where he lost his 10 pounds on the trip, was that backpedal right there.
Well, it might surprise some of y'all. I hate that fucking word, the N-word. I hate it. I despise it. Y'all got to see me get mad at somebody for saying it, whether he said it towards somebody in our group or not Saturday night. I don't like that shit. It fucking pisses me off. It lights a fire under my ass. And like, I don't care about being.
I think you were more mad about it than I was.
Yeah. But
I was sitting there like, uneducated people say that shit.
Yeah, I remember very clearly. You were like, I'm not stressed.
He was doing like his MMA, like, I gotta go walk this off. I just gotta go walk this off. And I'm sitting here like as the token black person of this group being like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, but I don't like it still.
But you did listen to your friends. We were like, hey, if you go to jail, we can't finish this podcast trip. And you were like, you're right. Valid. You're right.
Yeah, if I'd have went to jail, we just would have had to stay in Fort Worth the whole time.
I lied my ass off to that. We're not going to get into that, though. Detail.
And by the way, thank y'all for not letting me go to jail. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's because I lied my fucking ass off. That's why you didn't go to jail. But
Well, I'm just saying, Kate, I see a damsel in distress, and I go into that black knight mode. Was it the white knight?
Yeah.
It's the vanilla knight.
It's the vanilla knight.
The 53% vanilla knight. That's what it is.
But that other 47%, he all right.
So yeah, Fort Worth, guys. It was real. I got some clothes.
I also want to say, speaking while we're talking about clothes, because we've been talking about clothes, I'm pretty sure that both you and Tyler stood out like two sore thumbs in that bar. For those of you who have never been to the stockyards, okay, that is like the epitome of Texas. So, and we're talking like old Texas, Texas. So everyone there, when they go out, they wear what most people wear to church, like the blazers, the button downs, the pearl snaps, the starched jeans, the super nice boots, and a cowboy hat. This motherfucker comes up in this bar with a flat bill snapback backwards, a neon colored. It was a Wrangler. It was a Wrangler shirt, but it was neon colored, which ended up, it was a great shirt. It was long sleeve, had little horses on it. It was great. And then it ended up sleeveless by the end of the night, but that's besides the point. But I will say Tyler did good. He blacked out that night. Not like alcohol, but he was
Excuse me. I believe you told me, madam, the second I walked out of the bathroom, and he was like, I can't fucking believe you pulled that off.
It works for him. It just stood out amongst all the blazers and the cowboy hats, which Josh apparently thinks that he can't pull off, but he can't.
I cannot wear a cowboy hat.
Sometimes they just like stare at me, and I kept forgetting if it was my ears or the fact that I just don't wear a bra.
Both are.
I forget I have the ears on because I wear them so much.
Both end in pointy things.
Boy.
Whether. Did she exit the Zoom call because of that?
Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
What'd you do?
I think I made her mad.
Oh, boy.
She used the elf magic on me. She just ended the Zoom
She's
call.
She's in your. Go find her.
She's got the dials just playing. I've said way worse to her face.
You have said way worse.
No, she's actually, did y'all see the video that she created for the trip was fucking awesome. Very appreciative of that.
Oh my gosh.
It was fucking great. It was awesome. I didn't have to help her tweak it much. She was awesome. Hold on. I'm going to pause this for 2 seconds to make sure I'm not finna get murdered. And with the power of hobbits, she has returned.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
What? Isn't hobbits, like, close to an elf?
No, honey. They are very...
No.
What's the difference?
I don't have hairy feet.
Oh, I'm a hobbit, then.
Visually? Yeah, you're a dwarf. You're about there.
Did you call me a dwarf bitch?
No, I don't know.
Nah, oh, like, Gimli!
Oh, I thought Tyler... Yeah. All y'all can go fuck yourself. I would definitely be a grand wizard.
Well, see, if you think about it, like if you think about Gandalf, you know,
like Lord Farquaad.
Tyler got the joke. Tyler got the joke.
I got it.
The Grand Wizard is the top guy of the KKK.
Oh my god!
You would have to do that.
I'd had to explain the joke. It's funny. It's funny. See,
listening that came from my Snapchat or any of my socials, something you'll have to learn about Josh. He's one of those guys that, like, it's not even like you had to be there moment. Like, it's just he just says some shit that he thinks is funny. And then we all just kind of pat him on the back. And
look, in this world.
I do.
Go ahead, Tyler.
I do love watching him get tickled at him at his own self though.
Himself,
nothing's cuter than him laughing at his own jokes.
It gets me tickled, and then I get in trouble because people think I'm laughing at the joke that he just made, but I'm really just laughing at him getting tickled at himself.
I'm telling you, there's nobody in this world that thinks I'm funnier than me. I get my sense of humor, and you might not want to say out loud what's gonna make me laugh, but fuck it, I'm going to.
This is why he could die alone and be perfectly content with his life.
I don't want to die alone. I want to die alone with you, baby.
Oh, my God.
For those who don't know, I gave Kate, me and Kate, we've known each other for like 5 years. This first time we've ever been around each other. This person is exactly what she like portrays herself is on social media. She was a saint. She was literally the probably coolest person I've ever met off social media. Besides for, myself. I'm just playing. Kate was a highlight of my trip. Like, I'm serious. Besides for Nashville and the cool shit that happened in Nashville, just, you deserve everything that you're getting right now with all the people following you that love you and everything.
Oh, yeah, girl.
You're a badass. And I didn't realize how badass you were until I was there.
He didn't believe.
Don't forget it.
Well, you know, like I do, there's so many fakes on social media.
I know it. Well, and it's easier for people to portray themselves when they're really just talking to a screen. But, I is what I is.
You is a badass. This meeting will end in 10 minutes. Upgrade.
Are you serious? Wow, that went by so fast.
No, it did because we had to keep stopping it. But don't worry. We're going.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Talk for the next 9 minutes and I'm gonna stop it, sign back in, and we'll be good to go for another few minutes.
Wait, so what happened in Nashville? Because I know all I saw was your little post on Facebook and you were like, the best night of my life tonight. And I was like,
I'll tell you,
the commercial we dropped.
Oh no.
Until Kate, I can only tell you this, and I mean it. If you wasn't there, you won't understand what happened that day. But it was awesome. Friday night with all of us just going out, hanging out, being around each other, and then coming back to the apartment afterwards and drinking and just sitting there all night. But the next day when we did the podcast, and there were some of our friends that haven't seen each other in like a year since Tyler moved. Yeah. And there was like one of our buddies, Trey Landon. Tyler and him used to be in a band together. They haven't seen each other in more than a year. And other friends haven't seen Trey. We're all from Georgia. I don't know if JC's from Georgia. I think he's from Florida. But everybody else that was in that
room, Florida.
Everybody else in that room is from Georgia. And we're all friends before moving to Nashville. And when we just got to do that the other night, and all of us got to spend the day with each other together and record and listen to each other sing and just... It's something I've never been a part... That's the first podcast that I've done. I've went back and listened to multiple times.
Yeah.
I can't quit listening to it.
All the laughter, like that's really every time I think about Nashville, I like close my eyes and I see like that bright Nashville sign and I see like I just hear all the laughter, like just the energy was like booming. You couldn't go to a corner of the house and not hear people laughing. Like it was It's just incredible.
It's one of the few times that you're with that many people, because probably at one point in time we had 20 fucking people in there that are all musicians. If you know musicians, most musicians have a fucking ego. There was not an ego in that room. It was just everybody was getting along. There was no bickering. There was no fighting. There was musicians complimenting other musicians. And just watching the look in some people's eyes or whatever. I mean, it was just fucking... You had guys there that are signed with big record deals. And you got guys that have been struggling in Nashville for 10, 15 years.
And they were all singing each other's songs. I think that was something that was really powerful. Everybody knew everybody else's songs.
And then I blacked out and almost ruined the night.
We woke you up.
I'm glad you did, because if y'all wouldn't have, I wouldn't have got to go to that bar and had a great time that I don't remember.
That's okay. I got lots of footage. I'll show you.
I know. I've seen it. It was great. Kate, the next one we do, you got to go with us. I literally had to have the conversation with myself leaving Fort Worth that I wanted to move to Fort Worth. Like, I had it in my head that after being in Texas where I was belong. That lasted all until I got to be around those folks in Nashville. And I realized, as much as I love Texas, you can't, it ain't about where you live. It's about who lives around you. And it changed. I mean, that quickly in a day, I literally had called Gracie and her mom and told them, I don't give a fuck. If I've got to live with you for a little while until y'all can find your own place close to me, but I'm moving to Texas and y'all are coming with me because I'm not going to be away from Gracie. And like, I had my mind made up because it's the type of people that were there. Second, I got to Nashville and I got to be around those boys. I said, it don't matter how great fucking Texas is. They're not here. It was that home feeling. Like, all of us had been away from each other. It was home. It was undeniable home.
Yeah, it was the first time I had met, you know, any of you, but I can say that I've literally never felt more like less of a stranger. That's incredible.
Y'all know? Definitely, nobody's going to feel like a stranger around us. You might feel uncomfortable because of my jokes.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that what will make you uncomfortable, is the jokes?
I'm sorry. We can go into other things that made you uncomfortable, Kate.
No, we do not.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, if we want to talk about things that make Kate uncomfortable.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought then. The whole time Kate was cooking the other morning.
This man
slapping people around.
Africa song while I was eating breakfast on live stream. I can't.
It was funny. And then, like, I kept more with the interracial couple jokes. That was hilarious. Like, I thought they were funny anyway. Like, I was like, there's just something about a black woman making you cook or making you breakfast that just turns me on. And,
oh my god!
He's
like, being a Georgia boy, there's just something about a black woman cooking me breakfast that just feels right.
That's what it was.
Oh, attaboy. You're smooth, you know that.
But the thing is, it's obvious that I don't mean it out of malice.
I know it.
Like, you all got to see how sensitive I get if somebody was ugly to Kate. I would have jumped on somebody's ass in a heartbeat for being ugly to Kate. Because I like making jokes, but the color of her skin don't define her no more than the color of our skin define us. But I'm not gonna let anybody talk shit to her though.
That's your job.
Yes, I'm the only one that can make slightly, whether you don't know it or not, racist jokes at Kate. Nobody else can. That's me.
I've accepted him for the mess that he is.
All of his faults.
Yeah, girl. All my faults. 53% vanilla.
Anyway, so you know, I feel like we should definitely get on to planning.
You started talking to me about doing another one, Kate. Okay, where did you say you wanted to go?
Yeah, well, I talked to Josh about it a little bit, too. I haven't talked too much about Tyler, sorry.
But
just in the sense of doing something, it wouldn't be the summer. I called Josh, and I'm like, I have this plan. He's like, okay. He's like, how's your June look? He's like, I don't know how my tomorrow looks. Why are you asking me?
Yeah, you can't ask me plan too far ahead.
But I wanted to do some sort of like summer, basically what we did, but we don't necessarily have to change states. Like, did I send you that? I don't know if I sent you that house, Heaven, that I found.
You might have.
In Gatlinburg?
I think you did.
Oh, yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, that would be.
It's gorgeous. And
that would be a great spot for a like writers round slash social media collaboration.
I just feel like, I don't know, after that trip, like I'm a hermit. I don't really, when I'm home, I don't socialize except when I go to work because I'm working all the time. So I don't really have like a big social life at all, which is why I was so stoked when you guys were here. But now I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to have friends.
I told you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And I got home and I'm like, that's why, like, I was literally, like, I was stalking everyone's Snapchat. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just here in my little blank burrito at home. You know, it's fun.
No, you were, like, you're driving home and you were texting me about the next trip. You're already like, so we're going to do this.
Literally. Well, then I almost fell asleep. I fell asleep 5 times on that drive home. It was
I told your dumb ass to sleep before you went.
It was not fun. I pulled over 3 times to take a little
Dude, I drove, like, 8 hours that morning.
That's not fun.
I slept the majority of that way.
I know, you fucking sure did.
I had beers within my first hour of driving, and I checked Snapchat. I'm like, this motherfucker is getting drunk.
Out.
I know. I drank until I couldn't drink no more. And then I was like, you know what? It's probably just, I done FaceTimed everybody in my phone I ever cared about. I was like, you know what? It's time for me to go see. I'm just going to go to sleep through Arkansas. And then everything was fine until we got 45 minutes away from Nashville. And then we got caught in traffic for 2 hours.
Extended it. Yeah. 2 hours. Yeah.
It is literally about to stop us, but nobody needs to know that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. This one is brought to you by Ebony and Ivory.
Ooh.
That commercial break was also brought to you by my love of chocolate milk. Chalky milk. It is the only milk for me. For those who don't know, in case it comes out weird like this next couple seconds, we had technical difficulties. Imagine that. me having technical difficulties because I don't know how to work my own shit. I do not perform well. I've been told this. I usually see people when they walk away, shrug their shoulders, and they're like, you know what? Thought it was going to be worse. I definitely was surprised. You could have fooled me. But anyway.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Yeah, we're talking about the long drive down to Nashville.
Yeah, it was a long drive.
2 hour. I drove 8 hours. It was fabulous.
Well, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. I was asleep the whole time. Once we got
I remember.
But I know Kate won't know a bunch of this stuff, but like when we got to Nashville, though, it was completely different. It was awesome. And I don't want to keep rambling on and on about that. I know a lot of people have asked me, like, why Kylie wasn't there. She got sick or something. I don't know exactly what all happened. She couldn't make it. For all of those listening to the podcast where we had talked about going on the road trip and everything together and meeting people in Arkansas and all this stuff, she got sick as far as I know. Not sure what the whole deal was, but she didn't need to be on the road with us anymore. Wish she could have been. She would have loved that.
Yeah.
So, but don't worry, there's always next time. If there is a next time, because we'd love for her to be part of it. She was our family just as much as anything else on this trip.
So funny.
She's something. That's fucking the truth.
Yeah,
I was worried that her and Kate were going to get into it. Like,
why?
For peas in a pod.
You both are very strong women.
You were the one that was like, y'all need to do a show together. Y'all can be best friends.
No. And I thought that. But also, too, y'all are polar opposite, but you're both very strong women. So
it'll go one of two ways.
Yeah, it's either y'all going to be buddies or y'all going to fucking want to kill each other by the time it's over and done with. No,
I just think the vibes were so good that nobody can have a bad time.
I really saw y'all getting in a fight and somebody going to jail.
No.
I'm glad it didn't happen. You know, that would have ruined the trip.
First of all, I don't care a $500 firearm to fight with my hands. So there's that. Second of all, I feel like our sarcasm matches up really, really well.
Y'all did.
We got along really well, I think.
You know what also I thought about, Tyler? That if Kylie would have been in Nashville, 100% chance she gets into a disagreement like at the house that day about wanting to play different music.
I
thought about it. Like when me and you and Hannah Dasher were listening to music when we got back, all I could think about is her wanting to play twerking music. And us over there listening to fucking George Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't have went over
the whole
well.
Damn trip was George Jones.
Do what?
That whole
It was trip. A common theme.
If y'all ever go on a trip with these two men, I think
just know.
Okay. You know, actually, I take that back. No, I take that back. Because when we were in the house, it was like you were in just backwoods, down-home classic country, okay? When we were in Josh's truck, it was like all of a sudden he became a cocaine dealer and was from the ghettoest part of the hood and was blacker than me. Like, I don't know why it was, but for some reason, if he was in his vehicle, he was like, I'm the boss ass dude. It's cool.
And it was only in the morning, though. That's the only time that mood ever hit.
Only in his truck.
Do you want to know
why? Which amazes me because I'm not that way in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Because for me, you used to work in radio, and you got to be on air at 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't play stuff that's slow to get you going. So, like, with us, me being borderline hungover, like, I had two options. It was either dive into the hangover or ignore the hangover and go hard. So, I was like, fuck it. Let's play some Rick Ross and some Kevin Gates. I'm not being hungover. I refuse to be hungover on this trip.
It went well with your Jim Beam, so.
Oh yeah, I had a very good time. I don't want to like circle back around to stuff, but this is how I kind of wanted to end it.
Overall, it was a fantastical trip, and I hope that we do another one very soon.
We are.
We learned a lot.
Oh, we will. We will. Yeah.
It should be like a yearly series where we do this like 4 times a year. You know?
No. I'm trying to make us all rich. Where this is like every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, once a month.
I'm trying to.
This already changed my life. I mean, I literally got a job from this, you know, this trip, and I got to meet all these amazing people. And
you didn't
you know,
get
I,
a job I, because of this trip. You got a job because of your talent.
Well, thank you.
It wasn't you was in the right Go place on. At the right time, looking like a fucking elf, which I despise still. But you did a very good job for all of us, and it was one of those things that I've told other people that's been in your situation. I can't be the only creative person around here. Other people's got to come up with ideas. They've got to see stuff that I miss, and that's the way it's got to be. And you've done a very, very good job of that. That's the only reason why you're here. Trust me, I don't like living with anybody. I don't like anybody being around me 24/7. I'm kind of an asshole. Really? If you can't tell.
No, I had no idea.
Very much like my privacy.
I've only been here a week, okay?
Pause. I want to make that very note. The Josh Terry when Josh Terry is sober and the Josh Terry when Josh Terry is drunk are like, it's like he has BPD. Like, it's straight up two different people.
I have what?
Bipolar disorder.
I'm grumpy. I don't know what to fucking tell y'all. I'm grumpy.
Okay. It's different though. Like, you go from like this jolly little happy little white sausage nugget to being like, fuck off, everybody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I hate humans. I hate the world. I just want to talk. Now, granted, honestly, I think the only person that probably doesn't annoy him when he's sober is his daughter, because his daughter is his life.
No. But I just got on softball practice. That bitch annoys me more than anybody else.
No, but yeah, I mean, you've done a good job so far. You haven't, you know, tried to throw any frying pans at me.
Because I don't speak to you.
Right. Well, that's because I'm working and I'm editing, like, it's hours and hours of work. And if I could just sit there and do that by myself and just do my thing, then that's
people say great. That to me all the time, but it is honestly just because my mind never goes off of work. I'm always thinking of what the next step is. What can I do better? Yeah. Who can I message right now and book for the next show? How can I help Tyler? How can I help Kate? How can I help Heaven? I mean, Heaven's been around me just today, and in a 30-minute span today, I got 4 phone calls, one about Daryl Worley, Brian White, and Wade Hayes, who's going to be at Crazy Bull in 2 weeks, and we're part of that event, but they're doing the podcast next week now. So it's just like, I'm always working, but when I start drinking and I start to relax, I realize that the stuff doesn't have to happen right away. Like, it's the progression. Like, I have to slow down and enjoy the moment. That's the only reason I act grumpy all the time is because...
So basically, what you're telling me is that if I'm ever around you, I just have to, like, put alcohol in your drink subtly.
Yep. You'll be good. Or just get out the way.
I think it works well, though.
No, you're not. And you're just focused. And really, that's it. Like, I'm working on my stuff and you're working on your stuff. And then, you know, at the short moments we come together, it's get it done. And
that's why he will be successful.
No. Exactly. That's why we bitches are going to be successful.
Yeah. Because trust me, I've been writing storylines. I've been writing scripts. I've been studying manuals. Like, I'm ready. We're ready.
Y'all just wait. This is like phase one. This is Captain America and Iron Man and Hulk. Like, this is the first part of the Marvel series. I promise you. The stuff. Tyler, I didn't tell you this. I had 2 folks that was with us this weekend, Blaine and them, reach out to me today, and I didn't talk to them about all the things I had going on. Literally just because of our Facebook post and everything, Blaine was like, I don't know what the fuck you got going on, but I want to be part of it. It's going to be infectious. It's going to be infectious.
We're going to get a tour bus.
Yes. I'll drive.
We're going to get a bus.
Yeah. We're going to have
Because I feel like traveling in that truck, state to state to state. I'm gonna want to punch one of y'all in the face real quick. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna speak that but, like it is. Yes, that's happening.
I know.
We need a buzz.
I promise. Y'all listen to me for a year's time, or not even a year's time, maybe 6 months.
What's today's date? What is today? It's March 11th today.
You give me just enough time, and I promise we will be on a bus together and enjoying the fuck out of ourselves.
Like, right now is the time, y'all. We just got to put our heads together, hit the ground running. Like, this is it.
You have to pick if you want this or do you not. I mean, that's the thing. Rome wasn't built in a fucking day, but at some point in time, you had to lay the first bricks and get to work.
And that's something that applies to everything in life. I feel like, I apologize. Sometimes we get on rants and we, like, forget that this is something that other people listen to.
I honestly just did, but fuck it.
It's okay.
That's how you guys know, like, a lot of the shit that we do, like, it's not staged. Like, it's genuinely just good people getting together and hanging out. It's genuine. Sometimes we forget that we were doing a fucking podcast and we're over here talking about all our hopes and dreams. But for real, like, I was talking about this earlier. I'm so excited that are listening to be able to see how this progresses and how this blossoms, because the people that are going to be able to benefit from this and be able to join this ride with us is going to be you guys.
Exponentially.
So, you know, being able to, for you guys to see the kind of the first steps of this progress and of this plan kind of being created, I think is going to be something really special when things officially come full circle.
It's already been so eye-opening to me, you know, just to see the progress and just the connection and the bond and just the work ethic everybody has here is so committed to the dream. And it's, you know, successful people helping successful people. You're not in competition.
It's not necessarily successful people helping successful people. It's dreamers understanding dreamers. Right. I mean, yes.
I'll top you on that one. It's people making plans together, because dreamers are people. You can have a dream. A dream becomes reality when you put a plan to it.
Yeah.
So for doers, we have steps to make these dreams happen. And I think that that's where a lot of people fall off, is people have dreams all their entire lives, but do you have the work ethic to make it happen? Do you want it bad enough to make it happen? And
you got to lay the first brick.
And with that, that's what we've done. And that's how I want to end this, is I want to say this. I want to thank each one of y'all. That trip meant the fucking world to me. And there's so much, and I just appreciate y'all fucking listening. And even though we didn't get a lot of work done, to understand kind of what I'm shooting for with this, it doesn't happen without folks like y'all. Kevin, you came in at the right time. Fucking, you're jumping on the train riding. I've told Tyler Branch a million fucking times, this doesn't work without him. Kate?
Yes, sir.
The more and more I was around you, I realized that you are probably the person that I want to produce my first show with. Not me being the host of it, but produce your show to where you fucking are going to kill it. It's just your series. I want to be around serious people. And I want people to understand social media is fun, but you know what else is fun? Making a fucking living off of it and being ready for the next step when social media fails. And that's what we're going to be set up for, is when social media fucking fails, when TikTok comes down, when fucking Snapchat goes away, our names are going to be names that they fucking know, because we put in the work to build to where you have to have us. You have to make yourself to where you are, I'm going to say the wrong word here because I've been drinking, irreplaceable. No matter what you do, you have to make yourself irreplaceable. A man or woman that is good at their job, that is irreplaceable, never gets fired. So.
Exactly.
Y'all with us along the way.
We're going to do it, Kate and Tyler and
Heather. Well, hey, and I will say this real quick before we sign off. I know I said this the other day, but a lot of people see the fun side, and it's just like playing music. A lot of people see the limelight when you're standing on stage with a guitar in your hand, but they don't see the load-ins, the load-outs, the long miles on the road. They don't see the shipping merchandise, the running back and forth to the post office four times a day. And you're doing that, and you have a vision. And you are the one that's helping bring this all together and bringing good people together. And we appreciate you as much, brother. And I want you to know that.
Yeah. The dreams don't work unless you do. And you do the most work for all of us.
You work. Yeah.
Well, thank you, motherfuckers. That's
very. I'm not going to kiss you, but I already done kissed you.
I was waiting on Kate.
Oh, I ain't doing that at all.
I was like, Kate, say something nice about me, baby.
I said something nice about you for like 3 minutes in the last podcast.
I was
so make her get the paddle.
I was gonna let you finish the podcast first.
You were gonna let me finish? Is that what you were gonna do?
I was gonna let you finish, and I was gonna be polite and go after you. I'd be choke on you fucking ass. You got it. It took you dumbass a second, but you got it. Anyway, all right. Well, I love y'all and thank y'all, by the way. Kate, Tyler, Heaven, all of us, Kylie. Even though she's not with us tonight, we all appreciate y'all allowing us to go on that road trip last week. We got to meet some awesome people. There will be another one. You guys are the reason why we get to do what the fuck we want to do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to Kate stuff, to Tyler stuff. Let Heaven shoot some fucking pictures and videos for you. And I'm telling you, this is a family. Raising Grace isn't just me. It's not just Gracie. It is all of us. And if you're listening to this right now, you're part of that fucking family. So we love you. And I love you guys. And we will catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.